Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 112, entitled, Don't Profane What is Holy. As I continue in the book of Daniel, I want to give you discernment of the Holy Spirit. A descendant of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar had become king. The king held a great feast with wine tasting, but it wasn't enough for him to just drink wine from a normal glass. Belshazzar decided they would use the gold and silver vessels Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple. These items were holy and dedicated to the temple, being profaned. While the king and everyone around him praised their false gods as they drank from the wine glasses. Then it is written, suddenly, the fingers of a man's hand appeared and began writing opposite the lampstand on a well-lit area of the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that did the writing. Then the king's face grew pale, and his thoughts alarmed him. The joints and muscles of his hips and back weakened, and his knees began knocking together. Daniel chapter 5, verses 6 through 7 of the Amplified Version. Let me clarify that all he saw was a hand. No other part of the body is made manifest. So I assume the appearance of the hand was human, and this explains Belshazzar's fear. He was keenly aware of everything that happened to Nebuchadnezzar. But before I go any further, let me give you the shorter version so that you may fully understand. Nebuchadnezzar continued to rebel, full of pride, until God caused him to have a mental breakdown. This man went from ruling a kingdom to eating grass with the donkeys, living like an animal. I need you to picture this. Immediately, the word concerning Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from mankind and began eating grass like cattle. And his body was wet with the dew of heaven until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails were like bird's claws. Daniel chapter 4, verse 33 of the Amplified Version. Winston Churchill once said, "Those that fail to learn from history are destined to repeat it." Belshazzar called the enchanters, astrologers, and diviners because no one could interpret the writing on the wall. As the Lord has confirmed to me once again, the false prophets failed, and the true man of God was not called until after they were proven ineffective. This is how the Queen Mother described Daniel as she tried to convince her son not to worry, as the fear of him and everyone else around him increased. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Daniel chapter 5, verse 12 of the King James Version. In the past, Nebuchadnezzar had placed Daniel and his friends in high-ranking positions, allowing them to gain wealth. But pay attention to how he answered Belshazzar. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Keep your gifts to yourself and give your rewards to someone else. However, I will read the writing to the king and reveal the interpretation to him." Daniel chapter 5, verse 17 of the Amplified Version. Now Daniel reminded him of Nebuchadnezzar's prideful arrogance and how he suffered until the Lord allowed him to come to himself, acknowledging the sovereign God. Then God restored him. He also admonished Belshazzar because he knew exactly what Nebuchadnezzar had gone through. Yet Belshazzar was eviler than he. This is what the Holy Spirit imparted to me. Belshazzar's sin was not only first and foremost a direct insult to God, but also to himself. He thought that he could partake of what is sacred and defile the holy objects and he would not be injured. Because of a particular situation that I have been a part of recently, I am sharing how this relates to sexual sin. People are committing all sorts of immoral lusts against their bodies, marrying, and in homosexual, bisexual, and polygamous relationships, truly believing that they can indulge in lasciviousness and see God's face in peace. The worst part is that you are bringing innocent children into the equation, allowing them to be taunted and scarred by brutal indifference, while exposing them to one of the most demonically sinister and perverse entities that walk this earth. A spirit that is so degenerate, it will and has led to bestiality and worse. When they attempted to ingest that poison into their bodies using holy vessels, they were blatantly defying God. Death was imminent. Now I need you to read or listen to this at least 3 times. Some may be offended, but because you are leading to the corruption of the innocent while mocking God when you know that it is wrong, judgment will be swift and merciless. You have rejected God. It is written, because by choice they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 25 of the Amplified Version. Let us continue. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit or have any share in the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate by perversion, nor those who participate in homosexuality. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 of the Amplified Version. And again, do you not know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For he says, the two shall be one flesh. But the one who is united and joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Run away from sexual immorality in any form, whether thought or behavior, whether visual or written. Every other sin, including murder, that a man commits is outside of the body. But the one who is sexually immoral sins against his own body. Now let me add this. This is why mixing the holy with the profane immediately destroyed Belshazzar. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then honor and glorify God with your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 20 of the Amplified Version. Did you get that? Because when you sin against your own body, this is a specialized kind of self-hate, birthed through mental, emotional, psychological, and or physical trauma that the enemy, the devil, is weaponizing against you. Let me confirm how swift this recompense will be. Belshazzar still exalted Daniel, but he died. During the same night, Belshazzar, the last Chaldean king, was slain by troops of the invading army. Daniel chapter 5, verse 30 of the Amplified Version. As I close, I want to remind you of God's mercy and let you know that we have the power to defeat Satan's diabolically wicked entities. It is written, since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God and are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God and granted eternal life as a gift by His precious, undeserved grace through the redemption, the payment for our sin, which is provided in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly before the eyes of the world as a life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation or propitiation by His blood to be received through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness, which demands punishment for sin, because in His forbearance, His deliberate restraint, He passed over the sins previously committed before Jesus' crucifixion. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 to 25 of the Amplified Version. Let me add something. I have homosexual, bisexual family members and associates whom I truly love. But as much as I care for them, they won't be exempt from the wrath of God if they don't repent. This hurts me to my heart, and I pray incessantly for them. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining me again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.